Venerable Geshe-la teaches the purpose of this Guru Yoga. So when we learn purposes, we're learning believing faith. We're learning admiring faith. And we want these results. This is wishing faith. So when we see a list of purposes or benefits, we can say, purposes, benefits, results, what will happen to me if I engage in this practice faithfully every day? It's so we develop such enthusiasm to practice. So we need to ask ourselves, how enthusiastic am I about training in Guru Yoga? Is it like top of our wish list every day? When we wake up, do we think, I'm so glad I'm alive. I'm going to use today to train in Guru Yoga. And when we go to bed at night, do we think with such deep gratitude, thank you, precious Guru. If I live through the night, may I use tomorrow to train in Guru Yoga. Because that's the mind we need. So I'll quickly explain the benefits. But we need to think, are we interested? So the first benefit, so Geshe-la says, the purpose of this Guru Yoga practice is, and there are so many purposes, but there's four main purposes listed here. They're all wonderful. We need them. We need to accomplish these four things. It's the very meaning of our life. And we accomplish them through the power, through the practice of the Guru Yoga of Guru Samadhi Buddha Haruka. So the first one is to accumulate a great collection of merit or good fortune. When Venerable Geshe-la gave the teachings, the transmission of Mirror of Dharma, he explained what is real good fortune. So we normally say good fortune, merit, good luck. But for Kadampas, we need to understand deeply, 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 what is real good fortune? So, Geshe-la says accumulating wealth, good position, good reputation, all these things are not real good fortune. So what is real good fortune? So listen carefully if you're wishing to improve your practice of Guru Yoga. Geshe-la says, virtuous potentials that are seeds of Dharma realizations is real good fortune. So can we all learn this off by heart? Virtuous potentials that are the seeds of Dharma realizations, that is real good fortune. So the more we plant seeds of Dharma realizations, the more seeds of Dharma realizations of compassion, of wisdom, particularly of self-generation as Haruka and the Mahamudra, the more seeds of Dharma realizations we plant, these virtuous potentials of Dharma realizations, seeds of Dharma realizations, are real good fortune. So every day we plant as many seeds of Dharma realizations as we can. Virtuous potentials that are seeds of Dharma realizations. So if you think, it's such a beautiful term, seeds of Dharma realizations. So it's a little bit like sunflower seed. If you nurture, water, sunflower seed, what do you get? A sunflower. If you nurture, water the seed of a Dharma realization, what do you get? Dharma realizations. So we need to grow a crop of Dharma realizations. Compassion, wisdom, well, we can say renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view of emptiness, generation stage, completion stage, realizations. So real good fortune is amassing the seeds of Dharma realizations in your heart. Because when they're watered, swiftly realizations come, magically, in a very short time. So if we know this, Geshe-la says, if we know that real good fortune, I find this teaching priceless, which is why even though it's not directly in modern Buddhism, it's there, but Geshe-la drew it out so clearly in this teaching. If we understand this, what is real good fortune, we will want to engage in Guru Yoga practice because this is the main way we plant seeds of Dharma realizations through Guru Yoga, through imagining our Guru in front and making an offering, the best offering, our practice of the seven limbs, mandala offering, making requests. And then we dissolve our guru into our heart. So once, actually three times in international festivals, Venerable Geshe-la said this phrase, those of you who have understanding, please think about it deeply. It's so important. Our practice of Guru Yoga depends upon, actually that's wrong, the effectiveness of our practice of Guru Yoga, so how it works, how it functions, the effectiveness of our Guru Yoga practice depends upon our belief in karma. So we've just talked about real good fortune, imprints, potentials, karmic imprints, karmic potentials, karmic seeds of Dharma realizations. If we understand everything's mere appearance coming from karma, our whole realization of the stages of the path, including our realization of generation stage and completion stage of Haruka, depends upon those imprints. We plant those imprints in dependence upon our practice of Guru Yoga. Please think carefully. Those of you who are already familiar with a lot of what I've said already, we need to take everything deeper. We need to become more faithful. We need to understand how everything is a dependent arising. Our realizations are a dependent arising.